WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things SOARC. And trust me, when I say all things, I mean the real deal, the stuff that helps you navigate life's crazy roller coaster with a level head and a whole lot of inner peace. Now, today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally transform your outlook and actually make you happier. Practicing forgiveness. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness? That sounds like some fluffy, hippy-dippy thing. But hold on a second. Hear me out. Because true forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or letting people walk all over you. It's about releasing the weight of anger and resentment that's dragging you down. Think about it. Ever held on to a grudge for so long that it started affecting your own happiness? You know that feeling when you're constantly replaying a past hurt in your head, letting bitterness fester? That's not good for anyone. So, how can we actually make this happen? How do we practice forgiveness and turn this negative energy into something positive? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. Number 1. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. This is huge. It's easy to get caught up in thinking that forgiveness is about making things right between two people. But the truth is, forgiveness is primarily a gift you give yourself. Holding onto anger and resentment just poisons your own well-being. You deserve peace of mind, and letting go of those negative feelings is the key to unlocking it. Number 2. Understand that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human. Imperfection is part of the package deal. It's like that old saying, to err is human, to forgive divine. Recognize that people mess up, sometimes big time, and try to see their actions through a lens of understanding rather than judgment. Number 3. Focus on learning from the situation. Every experience, even the painful ones, holds valuable lessons. Instead of dwelling on the hurt, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can this experience make me stronger, wiser, or more empathetic? Think of it as an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Number 4. Start small. Forgiveness isn't a switch you flip overnight. It takes time and effort. Don't pressure yourself to forgive someone immediately if you're not ready. Start with something small, like letting go of a minor annoyance or practicing compassion towards someone who has wronged you in a less significant way. Number 5. Practice empathy. This is super important. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might be going on in their life that could have led them to act the way they did? Understanding their motivations, even if you don't condone their actions, can help you cultivate compassion and ultimately pave the way for forgiveness. Okay, let's bring this real world, yeah? Picture this. You're at work, and a colleague takes credit for your idea during a meeting. You feel crushed, right? Anger flares up. That familiar sting of resentment starts to creep in. But instead of letting those emotions consume you, what if you took a moment to step back? Think about it, maybe your coworker is under pressure, feeling insecure, or just hasn't developed the communication skills. Instead of letting this become a personal attack, try seeing it as an opportunity to teach them. Offer constructive feedback, share your ideas openly, and show them the power of collaboration. By choosing forgiveness and understanding, you not only protect your own well-being, but also create a more positive work environment for everyone involved. So, remember, friends, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's about embracing growth, understanding, and compassion. Give yourself the gift of forgiveness, you deserve it. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Let's spread the SOARC love together. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.